This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
A dangerous joke ending with a Pasadena police officer being shot. The officers were playing around with loaded guns, preparing for a shift when one of them went off.
CBS LA.
Man, it only got him in the shoulder. Damn.
Bowers is live in Pasadena tonight with the consequences and how the injured officer is recovering. Hunter?
Ruta Bay Paddock can tell you that officer has fully recovered. This happened 10 months ago. We are just now getting that video released late because of pending investigations. Now, I just spoke to the police chief moments ago as he was walking into the station after some meetings, and he tells me more information should be made available tomorrow. But we really wanted to know more details about the disciplinary action taken. I can tell you the mayor is calling this situation deeply disturbing.
Or stupid. Not deeply disturbing. It's fucking stupid.
I would love for every now and then you see like a police chief in Florida or some,
one of them redneck fucking
right
havens. Yeah.
Some guy comes out and he'll tell you the truth.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know,
every once in a while.
There's a Florida police chief, and he goes, if you do this, you're going to be dead. If you do this, if you ram a police officer with a car, you're going to be chased and you're going to be dead. It's like he just came right out with it. I want a mayor when this happens to come out and go, listen, this guy's a dumb cunt.
It's very deeply disturbing what happened as opposed to what a fucking idiot.
He's a dummy.
He's a dumbass.
This shocking dash cam starts by showing a Pasadena police officer driving through the department's parking structure last September.
Phil's here today. God damn it.
I hate that
son
of a bitch.
I'm going to shoot that motherfucker.
I hate him.
Pulls up. One of the officers rapidly draws his firearm, pointing it at the driver. Moments later, the police chief's...
Well,
how fucking stupid.
Says the officer behind the wheel pulls out his own weapon, discharging through the windshield, hitting.
Fucking God. What a fucking dope.
He is a dumb.
God damn it. Rewind that. That's fucking hilarious.
It is hilarious.
That really is funny.
parking structure last September. As his car pulls up, one of the officers rapidly draws his firearm, pointing it at the driver. Moments later, the police chief says the officer behind the wheel pulls out his own weapon, discharging through the windshield, hitting the officer in his left shoulder.
I told you I should have shot that motherfucker for real. Fuck Phil.
What a fucking dummy.
Who's then seen struggling to stand.
Yeah, no shit. You ever been shot, lady? You think it's like John Wick?
Yeah. No, that's all right. You leave me here. Go save the girl.
It's extremely disturbing behavior.
Well,
particularly
no.
On the part of a peace officer.
Pasadena
mayor. Ooh. Is that the mayor? I think the mayor needs a nap. Those fucking bags under his eyes. Go to TV.
Nap? He needs a fucking salad, the fat piece of shit.
Eat a carrot, you fat tub of shit.
Dude, one more nap and he'll be dead, all right? That sleep apnea is fucking creeping in quick.
I'm just any day now. Just hoping and praying.
Mayor Victor Gordo calling the behavior.
Victor Gordo? Oh!
Behavior juvenile. The video comes 10 months after the incident.
You just know Victor Gordo. He's a guy that, like, his first job was, you know, like a no-work fucking construction mob job.
Fuck yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Like, he's fucking sits in a lawn chair like a Sopranos on the fucking construction site. Beautiful.
Yep.
Victor Gordo hasn't seen his cock since the fucking Bush administration. Holy shit.
Incident actually happened.
You ever seen a good-looking guy named Gordo? Exactly.
California requires a 45-day deadline for the release of officer-involved shooting videos. In this case, the chief asked for a delay, citing ongoing investigation.
God, that's a great video. What a dummy. Fucking hell.
Dude, I'm going to need that bullet back.
When there are multiple investigations, as there was in this case, they need to be thorough.
While the administration portion is finished, the department asked for the robbery and homicide unit to step in, along with the critical performance unit. Whether criminal charges will be filed is now up to the DA.
It's unfortunate that...
Boy, that vest did you a lot of good, didn't it?
Boy, I bet that hurts.
Oh, yeah, it's got to.
I mean, I hope to never be shot, but man, I bet that hurts.
It's got
to
hurt.
Oh,
That's funny because you never see anybody in a movie when he gets shot have that kind of surprised-ass look on their face, you know?
I wish I'd been in a pitch meeting for John Wick, you know? I'd be like, all right, here it is. The guy kills John Wick's dog, and John Wick shoots 155 guys in the head.
155, is that just one movie?
Yeah, it's...
Okay.
It's,
I mean, then he does this for four more movies.
Yeah. I actually did a search into this one time, and I had a number at one
I remember,
point,
I think
right?
We've talked about his kill count.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
About as many times as Al Swearengen said the word fuck or cocksucker.
Fucking pagan. Tell your God they're ready for blood.
Tell your God they're ready for blood.
Officers who are...
Oh.
In control of and are tasked with having loaded weapons.
All right, old Heidi Fleiss, relax.
Armin Kazarian.
Ever act like that while they're on duty.
Attorney Alexandra Kazarian is not involved in this case, but weighed in
but
on
has
the
an
lack
opinion.
Of criminal...
Armin's wife.
...charges 10 months later.
This kind of horseplay, where it's not only dangerous to each other, but it's dangerous to everybody... It should be held to a much higher standard than civilians. And a civilian would...
Shut up, female Spock.
Okay, then fire him. It's that simple. Did you call her female Spock?
Yes, I did, Jeff.
Have been charged immediately if that had happened.
The mayor confirmed the officer whose weapon discharged separated from the force, but declined to share if he was fired or allowed to leave.
Well,
they also
on.
Declined to comment if the first officer who pulled his gun is still employed by the department.
The officer who was injured is lucky to be alive today.
Yeah, he is.
So once again, I asked the chief tonight if that officer was still employed with the department. He said that that was a personnel matter and he could not discuss specifics. We are expecting some more details tomorrow, but the police chief again declining that interview today, but did say in a pre-recorded statement released with that video that this behavior would not be tolerated. Of course, we're going to continue to track this for you. For now, we are live in Pasadena. I'm Hunter Sowards. We'll send things back to you.
Thank you, Hunter Sowards. Boy, that's great. What a dumb kid.
I love that cop-on-cop violence.
Well, when they're that dumb, I actually kind of don't mind it.
Nah.
Frankly.
I mean, the first one that fucking jokingly pulled his gun, he's just as at fault.
That's got to be a real eye-opener, huh? Getting shot in the shoulder. Oh, I've made an error here. Oh, gee. Oh, no.
Fucking weapon goes off and he goes, God damn it. Boy, it's going to cost a lot to fix that windshield.
Yeah.
Maybe if I just put some tape over it, nobody will notice.
Fucking Safe Light's like $2,000 or something, right? Those are really expensive.
Yeah, Safe Light, we need you out here in the police parking garage to put a window in. And can you dig out a bullet?
You didn't see nothing. Well, welcome back to TGO Radio, everybody. And it is, I think I figured out last night that this is the exact halfway point of the season.
Is it now?
As far as number of Wednesdays.
Okay.
So I think this is the exact halfway point.
So it's the halfway point of the year then?
Correct. Well, okay.
Of our season. Okay.
Yeah. As far as Wednesdays goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or recording days. I came from the new job to Jeff's house to record today, and I have never driven faster down these fucking hick back roads. Oh, and
it's just go, stop, go. And everybody's going 5 mile an hour when you're trying to get here.
Yeah.
In a hurry, you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Man.
You just want to get out and fucking bludgeon a motherfucker.
Oh, boy. I can't wait for that first payday next week, though, honestly.
I'm fucking sure you can't.
Next Friday.
Next Friday, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
I couldn't get unemployment this week because I have a job.
Yeah.
So I may have to talk to you off air about that. Well, we do have some Deadpool update news.
Yes.
Team Brian takes a 2-1 lead. In the Deadpool.
You had Charlotte, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, I thought it was you.
I did.
Yeah.
You know what you're looking at now, folks, is a moving picture.
With his trailer.
Moving picture, see?
Yes, see? Yes. They show a picture of him in this video. This is Gene Shalit died, by the way, and Team Brian takes a 2-1 lead in the Deadpool. They show a picture of him as a kid here. You know what he looks like as a kid? This is my dad's dad.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
Not just similar at all.
I mean, I've only ever seen him with those glasses, big mustache.
It is ridiculous. You talk about a guy that latched onto a gimmick in the 60s and 70s
and just rode it
to the grave, man.
Yep.
You know what you're looking at now, folks, is a moving picture.
Yes, the moving pictures.
With his trademark mustache.
Yes, the talkies. I'll go down to the Nickelodeon. Watch that train arriving at the depot picture.
Go see that new Charlie Chaplin flick.
Yes, well, he's a tramp, you know. Oh, is that him? Oh, okay.
Bushy.
You know,
go get a view of Clara Bow's ankles.
Oh, yes, you know, she's the it girl. Hairy pussy for days.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I would not trade the hottest chick for the. I just wouldn't do it. Give me a five with a shaved bald gimmick, man. There's no way. No, thank you.
Hair and famous turns of phrase.
Boldly written, percussively performed.
The spastic, elastic, iconoclastic.
Why Gene Shalit was as iconic as the stars he...
Pack.
interviewed.
This is NBC, the best. Gene Kelly.
For four decades, he was an integral part of the Today Show team, starting as a contributor in 1970.
I'm Barbara Walters here at the NBC News Center in New York with Gene Shalit.
Going on to become today's entertainment correspondent and movie critic.
Good morning and welcome to the Critics Corner.
His reviews
I have no idea how much they paid that guy. It was too much.
Never mincing words.
Two words, Ishtar. It's terrible.
X-Men should not be taken seriously. In fact, it should be taken with two aspirin.
Oh, there's a zinger.
Yeesh. He's not wrong. X-Men was dog shit. The first X-Men was dog shit. And I never watched another one after that because I hated the first one. Huh. First one's your first best shot. And if you fuck that up, I don't have any more time for you, okay? Until Logan, which was the rated R Wolverine movie. It was Wolverine as an old man.
Yeah.
Can't recommend it highly enough. Huh. It's terrific. Really good movie.
It's called Logan?
Logan, yeah. Great.
Born in 1926, Gene grew up in Morristown, New Jersey, where his parents, immigrants from Latvia, owned a drugstore. He started his career as a journalist early, writing a humor column for his high school paper, prophetically called The Broadcaster.
I mean, how funny was it?
A kid writes something in high school called The Broadcaster, and he becomes a broadcaster. Wow, what are the chances of that? Okay. A million people are broadcasters, so relax. Dude, I saw, not to fucking change the subject here, I saw a video clip of some behind the scenes footage when they were making the movie Predator with, you know, Arnold and Jesse and
I ain't got time to bleed, dude. Monsoon.
Young Jesse Ventura.
He wasn't that young. He was in his 40s now.
Well, in the 80s, you know, versus now, he was the exact same way. Jesus Christ, man. That was wild.
He's got the line in Predator where he's got chewing tobacco in his mouth. And Jesse goes, this stuff makes you a sexual Tyrannosaurus.
You know what?
It's a great line.
You know what? I don't give a shit. I will watch that movie because
I've not seen it since I was a teenager.
It holds up well enough because it's just so stupid.
But
it's entertainingly, you know, like hacky like that. It is hacky from start to finish, man.
Did you watch Prey? That one that came out a few years ago. It was Predator, but during the Indian times.
No,
it's not bad.
Okay,
I would recommend the Prey. Yeah,
Pray.
EY.
EY. Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, that's what I meant to say, EY.
Prey, I would recommend that.
Hunter and Prey. Yeah.
Yeah. Some of the dialogue is a little too white, you know, for Indians. But they insist on having them speak in English. If it had been up to me, it had been very little talking and all in whatever click, click, you know, smoking rings fucking language they had. Beat it, Africa.
Fucking godless heathen.
Yeah, fucking... The first time I
Here's
watched...
a blanket. Hit the fucking bricks.
The first time I watched Deadwood, I think as Al refers to him as dirt-worshipping heathens, I had to pause. It was a DVD, and I lost my shit. Fucking Jesus.
Shalit always loved a good pun.
The silence of the lambs may be all wool and a yard wide, but it makes a terrific yarn.
God, Jesus Christ. Whew.
Was a master at interviews. Sitting down was.
I doubt that he was a master at interview. A master.
Some of Hollywood's greatest stars, the big, bright, and even green.
Do you think you might ever marry?
That's him talking to Kermit the Frog right here.
Oh shit!
Marry Miss Piggy?
He asked.
Do you ever think you'll marry Miss Piggy?
Fuck that fat bitch.
Oh gee, my fingers smell like bacon.
Fuck that fat pig.
Oh, gee, Gene. Pig pussy is weird.
You work on that a little bit. You'll get that curve down. You know what? It's all right for a first shot. That's not bad, man.
It's not easy being pork, Gene.
You'll think you'll ever marry Miss Bay. Is a pig's pussy pork, Gene?
Okay, that's...
You know it is.
Fuck that. Fuck Miss Piggy. That's domestic violence. If that relationship was the other way around, they'd be fucking picketing outside of Jim Henson Productions. Fuck Miss Piggy. That cunt.
Fucking Kermit, the first frog on the Me Too movement.
Oh, gee. Oh, she punched me in the face.
Oh, Kermit. All right.
Mommy is sorry, Kermit.
You were a bad little tadpole.
Oh, you just... What do you think Kermit, his kink? What do you think it is?
What's Kermit's kink?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I think that Piggy has to have her hand over his mouth while she jerks him off and tells him what a good frog he is.
Good tadpole. Yes. Yeah. Got your tadpole.
Don't jerk my tadpole, Miss Piggy. Oh, gee, Piggy.
Jerk my tadpole till the tadpoles come out, Miss Piggy.
Oh, gee, Piggy, I want to get a nut.
Oh, wow.
Holy shit.
Question. I think, personally, I
find domestic abuse.
I then have frog legs for dinner. I think that Kermit, Miss Piggy, and Gonzo were a throuple.
Oh, Gonzo's a limp dick faggot. Fuck him. Chicken fucker.
Chicken fucker.
I did not fuck that chicken.
You need to die, Steve.
You need to die, Gonzo.
I swear to God, that's my favorite line. The line is great, but I forget who played Hostetler. I forget that guy's name, but that all the fucking harassment that he'd gotten from Steve, just you need to die. That's it. That solves this whole fucking problem, Steve. It's you fucking dying.
And as as we know, Steve didn't fuck the horse. He jerked off on the horse's leg. I think was how that went down, right?
That's what he said.
Well,
I think he fucked it. He fucked that horse.
I did not fuck that horse.
No one else did. From the philosophical.
Meryl Streep, is there one particular day in your life you would like to live over again?
To the playful.
Could you tell me, biographically, your entire life?
Here's my whole life. I'll encapsulate it for you. Okay, I took this improv class. It was fabulous.
That's Robin Williams in the cocaine days.
Oh, yes. Jesus.
Who he's talking to right there.
Whew. Had a really good time.
His laughter was loud and contagious, like when Broadway star Carol Channing mimicked an English aristocrat's thick accent.
Oh, no.
Oh, hell no.
Well, hello, Piggy.
And he said, when you go to this level? I said to Lady Astor, do you know what is Sir Benjamin saying? And she said, he's saying, when you get to Eastern, boy, you must taste the cherries. They're as big as golf balls.
What the fuck is balls? What the fuck is Gene laughing at here?
But there was nothing funnier than Gene's repartee with actor Robin Williams.
I doubt that. I think there have been five funnier things in this show today.
Welcome, Gene.
I can't get the visual out of my head of Miss Piggy with her hand over Kermit's mouth, jerking his fucking little frog cock. Oh, shit. Oh.
Talbot, shallot.
Take his 1993 interview from Mrs. Doubtfire.
And then we get into the nose. It became Margaret Hamilton. Now,
you and your little prosthetic. Still, I'm melting. The lights are hot.
Gene married his wife Nancy in 1950, and they had 6 children together.
What? Yeah,
she banged him 6 times.
Why are you fucking?
Wow.
What do you want to bet? Oh, shallot was just a pig in the sack. What do you want to bet? He was a fucking animal, I bet.
Oh, tell me another pun, Gene. Your performance was lackluster.
Your cut is like Niagara Falls. Oh, boy.
She passed away from cervical cancer in 1978.
No, he lost fucking ruined 78. It.
He fucking ruined it. Exactly what it was. He fucking...
fucking just devastated it.
Wore out the warranty
on it. Right,
goddamn right he did.
Wore out the warranty.
He fucking wore that pussy out.
His daughter Emily to ovarian cancer in 2012. Jesus. Shallot was always a champion of up and coming stars, from a young Harrison Ford.
Is that nice to be named after two presidents?
It's never come up before.
To a little known talk show host named Oprah.
I mean, I could talk to you for hours.
Oh, I love you, Gene Shallot. I love you.
His quirky style celebrated in regular parodies.
Those bears were unbearable.
In 2010, Shallot retired from Today, like any good movie, knowing when to wrap it up. But his friendship, laughter, and talent, we will forever treasure.
I want to thank you so much. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, and Al, you were lucky enough to work with him all those years.
He was a joy. And the fact is, he was a character without becoming a caricature.
Mm.
He,
I politely fucking disagree, Al Roker.
Whoa.
Anyway, Team Brian takes a 2-1 lead in the Deadpool.
Who do you got? You got Shallot and who?
Oh, I got the list out in the car.
Oh, buddy. That's all right. And I think I had Lou Holtz, right?
We both had Lou.
Well, that's the other one then. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. I mean, we've all got people on our list that are fucking.
Oh, they got to be
any
fucking
day now.
Any day they got to be.
I popping. Have no idea how Richard Attenborough on your list is hanging on.
I know.
No fucking
Fuck him.
Clue.
British fucking bastard. Fucking die.
Well, before we get to the news, one quick correction from the last show we did live 2 weeks ago. Well,
yes.
Live-ish. Made mention that Dick Cavett can't let Watergate go.
Yes.
And I said someone wrote a book called Dick Cavett's Watergate. It was a documentary.
Ah, gotcha.
Not a book, which I've not seen because I don't want to watch 90 minutes of him fucking prattling on about Watergate. You got to let that shit go. I mean, you got him out of office. How much longer do you want to fucking hang on to it? Put it in your memoir or shut the fuck up.
Move on, Dick.
It's time. Yeah, what are we doing? All right. Time for the news on TGO Radio, everybody.
Coming up, handsome, mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Tonight, as a local HOA votes in favor to euthanize hundreds of its neighborhood geese in a mass bird kill, they say they've simply become a nuisance. And
I'm divided here.
I cannot believe I'm actually going to agree with an HOA.
I'm divided because I hate HOAs.
Yeah, me too.
And I hate geese. So I don't quite, man, I'm clearly divided here. But this was a poorly written open, by the way.
Of its neighborhood geese in a mass bird kill. They say they've simply become a nuisance and a safety concern. But some residents over at the Edgewater neighborhood in Madison are begging for a different solution here, with some even calling the kill criminal. WAFF 48's Noah Cowell is live in Madison, right in front of Lady Ann Lake off Zert.
Noah, we're sending you the bird kill story. Okay.
All right.
I'm a young guy. I got to pay my dues in the local news business. I understand. But just so you guys know, I know this is a bullshit story.
Road where those geese call home. Noah, is this even legal?
Margo, it is actually if you get a permit from the USDA. Now, the Edgewater HOA board did kill its geese legally back in 2020 and voted to do so again this week. Now,
you know
this.
What? When they did that in 2020, do you know how many fucking croissants they saved?
Throwback to one of the best episodes of last season called My Croissants Went Everywhere.
They went every fucking
That where. Episode is worth seeking out.
Oh, fuck
that,
yeah. That's a great
good episode.
God damn.
Is actually what many residents aren't happy about, but the president...
Hang on.
But...
No, I...
2020, and voted to do so again this week. Now, this is actually what many residents aren't happy about.
But you can't, if you're...
But the president of the HOA board told me that this, they've seen hundreds of...
Ooh, boy, this...
Young guy can't be afraid to look down at the piece of paper. You got to write something in proper English, and you can't be afraid to look down. You're clearly not good enough to memorize it at this point.
Yep.
You can't ad lib. You really got to, you know...
Geese come here. It's negatively impacting their way of life.
What about the fucking geese's way of life, you fucking human pricks?
226 geese call Lady Ann Lake home in the Edgewater neighborhood, a number the HOA board president says has continued to grow, negatively impacting the lake's quality, public health, walking trails, common areas, and...
Oh, I bet those walking trails are fucking...
Oh, I bet they're just fucking littered
festooned with geese shit. Goose shit. Sorry. Here I am dogging him out.
Yeah.
But to be fair, I've been up since 5:30, so go fuck yourself, America.
And resident safety. But some residents have...
Just festoon the cocksucker with goose shit. To hurry,
to
the,
hurry
sorry
the sorry word. Well, you just say the word, Al, and them geese will be fucking
kindling.
Fucking entrees.
You can burn geese for fuel, right? If you, like, you could throw them in, like, a Ben Franklin stove or something. Get some heat out, right?
You could fucking have a barbecue.
No, I mean, like, let's say you have a dead goose, and you just throw it into the... Into the fire, you can get some heat out of that, right?
I guess so.
No, you're not going to go with me on this one, huh?
I'm not.
Jeff, let's talk about how improv works. Now, Here's the thing. It's yes and, okay? You fucking asshole.
Improv?
Yeah. No, I know. Trust me. I know. I knew that would be your reaction. Trust me. I listened to the show for 22 years. Or 21 years.
Those problems.
I've never had any issues with hostility or aggression. We personally never got sick, you know, being kids rolling around in the dirt from any sort of geese poop. I can't say that it's a problem that warrants lethal measures, that's for sure.
Lethal.
That's for sure.
Lethal measures. This fall on Fox.
Yeah.
Yet the HOA board still voted for a mass bird kill on Monday night. Canada geese are federally protected under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. However, you can legally catch...
How do we have and enforce a Migratory Bird Treaty Act, and yet we can't get fucking Iran to not have nukes?
Right.
Or a fucking enrichment fucking...
Man, no, God damn it. We keep those geese from crossing the fucking border.
Goddamn right.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, put some turbans on those geese. I bet Trump steps in real quick on that. Cocksuckers.
Put some turbans on them geese. how would an Arabic goose sound? I can't get there. God damn it. Oh, like that.
Ooh. Yeah, let the first goose come across the border with a fucking turban on. That'll be me on Twitter going, Goose Islam is incompatible with civilization. I'll be the first motherfucker screaming about it. Fucking savages.
Goose Islam.
And kill with a permit from the USDA. Current board member Jack Hollum says the USDA subcontracts an exterminator to cull their geese. Neighborhoods near Huntsville International Airport are eligible due to concerns over bird strikes. 6 years ago, the Edgewater HOA received a permit to do just that.
They shoot nets over the flocks of geese, capture as many as they can. They put them in a big trailer and gas them to death.
Oh, yeah. Yeesh. Fucking give them the old fucking Hitler treatment.
Fucking Zyklon B ass.
Oh, shit. Geese.
That is bleak, man.
Slap a fucking Star of David on each one of them before you throw them in there. Make it all complete.
Hey, Adolf, feel good about yourself? You fucking cocksucker.
Stamp a number on them and away we go.
But I got some distressing news for you. It wasn't a stamp.
Jokies. Oh, they didn't have that number so they could get back in if they went out to the parking lot to get something out of their car.
Auschwitz parking lot, always full. Always full, buddy. I mean, you couldn't get another vehicle into that parking lot.
Hang on. I forgot my menorah. I'll be right back.
I'll be right back. No, I'll come back, I promise.
You stamp my arm so I can get back in.
Fucking put a UV light on it so you can tell.
UV light? That was a fucking flamethrower.
Auschwitz parking lot.
Always
full, buddy.
FLA parking? No, no, come on. Come inside. We will park the freight train over there.
We will be parking the trains.
Jesus Christ. Don't forget to get your arm tattooed so you can get back in.
I've obviously not been to Auschwitz because I hate traveling. I would love to see it. But I hate traveling. I would never fly to Poland. I hate traveling too much. But they have, like, when you walk in there, they have these, you know, giant glass cases, and it's filled with shoes and eyeglasses, and all this fucking bleak, man.
I don't think I could take it. Ugh. I don't.
Man.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'd like to see it, but I don't know that I'd actually want to once I got there.
Geese can hold their breath for 45 minutes or so. Yeah, so in doing that, it's an agonizing death for them.
It won't surprise you.
That doesn't fucking help me. Why don't they just sterilize them?
That Holland was one of the two board members to vote against Monday's action. He says after the last kill, it took less than 2 weeks for another flock to repopulate the area.
Gee whiz.
Well, yeah, there's an empty pond.
Yeah.
He and other residents have volunteered to clean up what the geese leave behind.
So now they cut to him and he's walking down the sidewalk with this gigantic shoveling device. He's scraping the goose shit off of the... That's kind of the problem, though, folks.
Oh, yeah.
To avoid having them killed.
It took me 10 minutes to hit this entire causeway and I'm a bit before I went to work. It's a no-brainer. It takes so little time, it's not even funny.
Despite the offer, the board is not budging.
At least...
Nope, we're going to kill these guys.
Kill us some goddamn fucking geese, motherfucker. And you are not ruining our fun.
Nope.
Gas us some geese.
Sometimes on my trip to a McDonald's in the morning, there'll be some geese at the intersection.
Yeah?
You know, before you turn into that McDonald's there.
Yeah.
And they're always in the fucking way.
Well, of course
and
they
it's
are.
It's just, you know.
Hit them. Fuck them.
Nah, it's not going to do any good. What the hell did I do here? Sorry. Lord.
Just postpone the decision so that we could actually prove the efficacy of our measures and that they were really working. It was a bit frustrating not to have those thoughts considered.
Their hope is to get 25% of the neighborhood, 165 households, to sign a petition against this mass killing.
You can't just come in and repeatedly call out the geese. We have an obligation to do something.
Now, the Edgewater HOA board has not filed any sort of paperwork yet to get this permit from the USDA, one of their officials told me. Now, we're looking forward to this potential of whether they're actually able to remove these geese. Bad. And the board president told me that they really want to find a long-term way to control the population.
I mean, to be fair, death is pretty long-term. I mean, to be fair.
You could refer to that as the final solution for the geese.
Yeah, if not for the fact that they said in 2020 they were back within 2 weeks, they had more geese hanging out.
Just like the fucking Jews, Brian. God damn it. You can't get rid of them.
I keep clicking on the wrong thing.
Well, stop it.
I know. But you know why I do it?
Because you're stupid.
Because I'm a cunt. Exactly. Okay. I'm trying to open up the web browser. I should have done this one before I sat down, knowing I was going to be an hour and a half later than usual, or an hour later than usual. Jeff didn't bother to get my stuff set up for me. So.
Yeah. I'm the problem. It's me.
A dangerous joke.
Shut up. Jeff, a disorderly encounter in Brooksville, Florida, ended with a woman in custody. Deputy's actions under review after authorities say a suspect stripped down to her underwear and reportedly spat on in the law enforcement officer's face. The direct consequence of that, Jeff, is that he popped her in the fucking mouth.
Well, I think I would too.
And there's a video of it.
Oh.
Which I haven't watched yet. But I hope it sounds like a fucking Three Stooges pie fight. Fucking, when he fucking pops her in the mouth. I'm a victim of circumstance. Spread out, you. Exactly there. I hope that's what it sounds like when he fucking Jimmy Cagney public enemies a fucking grapefruit into her face.
When he Ike Turnered her?
He fucking Ike Turners her ass. Say, bitch.
Oh.
Man, there's nothing better than a Three Stooges pie fight.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it. I had a Three Stooges channel on a couple nights ago. God damn it.
There's the Three Stooges channel?
Oh, yeah. On the
service?
On the cable gimmick, yeah.
Is it one of those 24-hour deals? Oh, fuck. I hadn't noticed it yet. God. Oh, shit. I got to get on that. Okay,
oh,
good.
Shit. He fucking right in the kisser. Fucking Jimmy K. He fucking grapefruited her.
Hey, you.
Hey, you. Spread out, you.
Lucille Ball was in one of those very
one
early.
One of the very early, early ones. She was early hot, episodes. Too. She was a blonde. Very hot on it, man.
Yeah.
Lord, I apologize. Okay, here's the video. Doug, do you mind?
Put it up on the screen.
Doug, if you don't mind, let's turn that around here. And then, oh, she is. Hang on.
So she's
ramming her head against the door. And then the cop opens the door. And out stumbles Stupid. Let's start from the beginning.
Jesus Christ, this is great. He opened that on purpose at that God time. Damn you
right
know, goddamn
did.
Well he did. Oh.
Oh. Oh, man. Oh. Oh. Dumb cunts on the ground. So now the cop is freaking down to pick her up. Sounds like the cat lady from The Simpsons.
Right. Thank you. That's exactly what that is.
Yo, Union Pacific doesn't come by here much anymore.
That's a great episode.
It's one of my favorite fucking...
Yeah, yeah, the old Union doesn't come
is,
by here.
Then it's just
anymore.
30 seconds of train going by.
Oh, that's fantastic.
They call her the cat lady. People say she's crazy just because she has a few dozen cats. But can anyone who loves animals that much really be crazy? The old Union Pacific doesn't come by here much anymore.
Union Pacific. Every car says
Every car
Union
says Union Pacific on it.
Oh, man. Boy, she is giving that fucking window the business.
She really, with her head. Oh. He opens the door.
Yeah, that is, dude, that's perfect.
That is fucking angry cat lady, right, from The Simpsons?
Wow.
Ooh.
fucking meth-fueled madness here.
Ah, Beth Salt madness. Sunday.
Beth Salt madness.
You'll pay for the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
Get in there. Ooh. You spit in my face?
Well, he's got his hand on her throat, first of all, right?
Probably turning around.
Yes, yeah. It's time to get some puss. I hear Beth Salt puss is the fucking best. It's all energy. She's into it.
You want a video charge? You better stop it. No.
She's putting her seatbelt on.
Sad. You spit on me. I've always been nice to you.
I didn't spit on you.
Absolutely did.
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't. You have to prove it to me.
Oh, he did. I'll tell you what. He does paintbrush her for a fact. Follow the link in the show notes. He fucking really does.
Yeah, he fucking rocked her fucking head back. Holy shit.
You want to spit on me? How's this feel, JFK?
Yeah.
How about your head going back into the left, you fucking coos?
Spit on me. I've always been nice to you.
I spit on you.
Absolutely.
Hey. You're cute.
What are you doing after the arrest?
What are you doing after the booking?
You know, I'm going to need a ride home.
Oh. Man, he fucking did. It's not as hard as I would have hit her.
But
he does pop her in the fucking mouth.
Yeah.
It's an open palm. Again, Jimmy Cagney, fucking grapefruit right to the mush.
That's a great
scene. It's a great scene, too.
What's that in? That's in
Public Enemy?
The Public Enemy, yeah. Yep.
There's a great fucking video someone put out years ago. And I have it somewhere. If I find it, I'll post it on the Twitter machine at TGO Radio. But it's called The Golden Age of Broad Smacking. It's just a compilation of like a 3-minute video.
No shit, all those old black and white.
fucking Ronnie Reagan getting a shot in on some gal,
of course.
It's hilarious.
Me again. See what happens. Absolutely not.
Ew. How to fuck that fucking meth head up. Fucking cunt. Spit on me. Gross.
How hard can a guy get after all? Holy shit. Well, Jeff, family.
I'll turn around and wipe the spit off my face once my boner goes down, okay?
Yeah, really. I gotta go take care of this. Gotta drop a bag. Well, Jeff, you won't be surprised to know that the family has something to say about all this. The family of this fucking...
No kidding.
Bath salt, meth head, fucking chiclet missing degenerate.
Who they didn't care about until now.
Until there was a possibility of a check in her.
Right.
Yeah. Brace yourselves here. Over the weekend, we showed you this right here. The arrest of a Brooksville woman charged with disorderly intoxication and battery on an...
No!
Officer.
She was drunk?
Yeah. Well, she was... She was something. Yeah. I'm not going to say drunk. She was something.
She spat on the deputy.
I'll fucking crack McGillicuddy over here.
He slapped her. All of it caught on camera by the Hernando County Sheriff's Office. And new tonight.
Hernando.
Miss Bath Salts 2026.
There was something in the air that night. And it was his fist, Hernando. All righty.
It's in Tampa Bay News reporter Annie Kroll talked to this woman's sister and the sheriff's office.
Yeah?
According to the...
Why don't you give her a bed to sleep in, you fucking cunt?
Yeah.
Hernando County Sheriff's Office deputies responded to this Texaco gas station on...
Why does this woman sound like she's talking on the first dictaphone? Why is...
Watson, come here.
Watson, come here. I need you.
On Ponce de Leon Boulevard because a person was outside the business causing a disturbance.
Oh, she was a cozy to ruckus.
She sounded like she recorded it on one of those Kmart tape recorders we had as kids.
Oh, man.
You know?
Remember the hamster roast?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She don't remember.
I was just going to say before you said that, you know, like we recorded the hamster roast on?
Yeah.
We're spinning. She don't remember anything.
I don't remember anything.
Aisha Field reportedly told her older sister, who didn't want her name released. The Hernando County Sheriff's Office posted this June 9th body camera footage of the incident. You can see 30.
I mean, he does paintbrush her, but it could have been a lot worse.
There were drunkards in the air.
Drunkards.
3-year-old Field spit at a deputy who then slaps her. The sheriff's office says the deputy was trying to prevent her from spitting again. And when I seen the video...
I wish she'd have fucking put a gun in her mouth and blew her brains out like Marvin in Pulp Fiction. I shot Marvin in the face.
Yeah, I shot him in the face.
It was heartbreaking. I see a lot of people...
In fact, why am I the motherfucker on brain detail?
Dude, that clip came up on my YouTube the other day, and I sat there and watched it and laughed. Why the fuck am I in here banging on brain detail?
Do you remember when we saw that in the theater?
Yes.
And we had the best fucking time.
2004, 2014? It was like the 20th?
It was close.
Or maybe
to
the 25th or something, yeah.
It was close. It was 20th for Reservoir Dogs, so it was close.
Okay.
It was, you know, 18th or whatever for Pulp Fiction, 17th. God damn, we had the best time.
Yeah.
Was that fun?
Making dirty comments, but they don't really know the whole story of her backstory, of her history, of her mental health.
She's been seeking,
trying to seek help for mental health, but all I do is just give her pills.
That's despite her sister saying deputies only found alcohol and marijuana in her system. In a statement,
you in here for some marijuana and a paintbrush to the face? Huh?
CSO saying, quote, due to her continued combative behavior, additional restraints, and a spit hood were utilized for the safety of...
Wait a minute.
What is a spit hood?
Stop it. What the fuck is a spit hood?
Buddy, I'm pulling it up right now.
Holy shit. Spit hood's a black guy with a dry mouth.
That's deceptively very funny. That's a time release joke.
Yeah.
I'll be laughing at that on the way out. That's really funny.
You'll be texting me about that later.
Fucking spit on it. God, that's funny as shit.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a picture of a spit hood. Here we go.
Oh, right.
Fuck it.
Oh, yeah?
It's exactly what you think it is. It's a fucking mesh hood, and the bottom half of it is like, you know.
Yeah.
The plastic
just
can't spit.
Yeah,
it's exactly what you think it is.
Spit hood.
I mean, that's exactly as advertised. That's a fucking spit hood.
Here. Get the spit hood.
Get the spit hood. That feels like a slur at some point. Spit hood.
No, spick hood.
Oh, got it.
In a statement, HCSO saying, quote, due to her continued combative behavior, additional restraints, and a spit hood were utilized for the safety of both field and responding personnel. Now,
I love the spit hood. I don't know how I'm 53 and never heard about a spit hood until now.
Shit. I'm thinking a fucking horse bridle in that bitch's mouth would have worked good, too.
That's what you give a girl. You don't want her to spit it out. You want her to swallow it, so you give her the old spit hood.
Sister saying she hasn't gotten appropriate medical care inside and maybe dealing with a concussion.
Seen her, and all I did was her vital.
Didn't hit her that fucking hard.
The way her, I don't know, buddy.
I think her
head bounced off the back of that fucking.
How about the 3 or 4 times she slammed her own fucking forehead into the window?
It's the best. He waits for that dumb coos to rear back, and he opens that door, and she comes tumbling out like an angry bag of shit. It's the best, man. God damn it. I just fucking love it.
Yep.
Doesn't say that you possibly have a concussion with no evidence to say if she does or not, despite some vital signs.
You want to check the tape on how she got that concussion?
Pretty sure. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Just between us girls, I think she's concussed.
Yeah.
Was expected to have her first court appearance on July 9th, reporting in Hernando County. Annie Kroll, 10, Tampa Bay News.
Hernando.
Spit hoods were used that night in Hernando.
What she fucking? There's a loogie right on his face too.
Oh yeah,
this video.
Yeah, she got it good.
I'd have punched her
all fucking four knuckles, man. Five, whatever there are.
I'd have put her lights out.
Yep.
I fucking dumb
fucking
cunt.
Spit on me, you fucking coos.
Oh man.
Yep.
Oh.
One banana custard cream pie. Pick up pie.
There was nothing better than a Three Stooges pie fight, man. God damn. Whew.
Can we talk about how completely disinterested and uninterested I am about the fucking soccer shit going on
right now?
I could not care
could
fucking
not
less.
Be persuaded to care.
Jesus Christ.
No, don't care. Can't tell you how little I care. Can't express how little I care. Can't do it. But it's the biggest thing in the world. Although the Twitter algorithm has figured out that all I want to see on that feed is Europeans in America for the first time that are baffled and amazed by gas stations and tanker trucks and free refills. And they are baffled. They are some of the funniest videos. Like these Euros going to Bucky's, man, is a real it's a treat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's funny. Good stuff. I watched a lot of that the other night.
Send me some of those.
I will. The kid who discovers he gets free refills on his Coke.
Oh, yeah?
Is fucking out of his mind.
Oh, right on.
He goes, I could have 1,000 Cokes. Oh, shit. What time is it? Oh, it's time. Buddy, it's been time. Let's get the fuck out of here. His new job schedule is woof, man. That's a lot of time awake during the day.
Oh, no shit, man.
It used to be.
God, you haven't been up this much in buddy, 6 months.
It used to be early afternoon naps in my life. And that abruptly stopped last Monday, and I fucking hit the wall. Yeah. My first day, I showed up with 12 donuts for, you know, trying to suck up to the office, you know, and so I had a fucking thing of coffee, and I fucking, then, man, about 1 o'clock, I hit the wall.
Yeah.
And it was tragic.
You brought in 12 donuts.
I did.
And a hottle of coffee?
For me. No, the coffee was for me.
Oh, the coffee was just for you. You didn't get like the box of coffee?
No, fuck no, no. Yeah. Although that would have been a good idea. Yeah. Just sucking up. You know, so I brought in 12 donuts, right?
And was this at the other office that you were going to train at?
Correct.
Yeah. How big are both these locations?
Boy,
like,
I'll tell you, it's the one I've been training that's got 2 floors.
Oh, wow.
It's a good size. Some garage space,
yeah,
for all the mitigation and water and fire and smoke and like it's a decent sized.
Are you done over there now?
I'm fucking still going back and forth.
Ugh, yeah,
yeah. So
okay,
whatever. My media boss is on vacation next week, so I assume I'll be at what will be my normal office.
Yeah,
most or all of next week, I assume. Happy to be back after our week off.
Yeah.
Last week. But we'll absolutely see you next week. And then after that, our 4th of July week show, where we watch an episode of Jesse Ventura's Conspiracy Theory.
Which one?
The 4th of July show.
Oh, that's, yeah. Yeah. We already recorded. I'm a fucking dullard. Jesus Christ. It's a conspiracy.
And we'll try it again next week. This is somehow inexplicably TGO Radio.
This is TGO Radio in New York. This concludes our program schedule for the day. Portions of the preceding broadcast day were pre-recorded. For the best in podcast entertainment, stay with TGO Radio in New York. We'll return to the air next week with more of your favorite programs. This is Wayne Howell wishing you a good night on behalf of TGO Radio. And now, our national anthem.